It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
So my first question is from Brenda Anderson. She even asked when I would read this question on air, and I told her I would do it today. And you can do that. When you send your email question to askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com, because I know you can't, I want you to listen every day live, but, you know, we offer all of my shows on demand at Radio MD, and so I know that you can't make it live every day. But if you want to know, or, you know, if you submit a question and you definitely want to hear it read on air, tell me when you would like for me to do it. Now, I can't guarantee anything, but I'll try my best. Or we'll work together like I did with Brenda and come up with a time to read it on air. So anyways, let me get on with Brenda's question. Dr. Smith, thank you for your radio show. It's informative. I appreciate that I can listen to the podcast. That's awesome. What can you tell me about the antioxidant product called Protandim? I'm currently considering purchasing this product as it is supposed to specifically reduce oxidative stress. I don't like that it's one of those pyramid marketing programs, so I want to know if the product is all it is supposed to be. I have a strong family history of cardiovascular disease. That's an important point to know. And I am 58 and very healthy thus far, so have considered using this product to help with prevention. After doing my own search on PubMed, yay, about it, there seems to be a large amount of evidence-based research supporting some of the product's ingredients in mice, so I'm confused. What do you know about it, and do you recommend it for general health? Or are there other products that you recommend? Please let me know if and when you will air my question, and I told her when I would do this. So there you go. You can tell me when you would like me to read your question. So I've had several questions on Protandim throughout my career, at least in the last, I don't know, what, 3 or 4 years. And the product, to be honest with you, doesn't impress me that much. So I always forget what's in it and I have to go look it up. So, I mean, nothing against it. I just, every time I look at the ingredients, I think, well, okay, that's nothing special, because it's not. And I know it can be expensive, I think. I didn't really look at the cost, but so to answer the question, you know, as a collection of antioxidants, it's a good product. It has milk thistle, bacoba, ashwagandha, green tea, turmeric. So, yeah, I think the doses are a little low. And the turmeric that they're using is not the best kind. The best kind of turmeric is called BCM95, and they're not using that in the product. So they're not even using the best curcumin. And it's only 75 milligrams, significantly underdosed, significantly. So, yeah. So it has the right stuff in it, right? It has good stuff. I just think you could probably just do some of these separately. Brenda, you know, you were specifically asking about, you know, your heart disease risk, right? You say I have a strong family history of cardiovascular disease. And so all of these antioxidants are good in the product, but I think there's other ones you're missing. I mean, are you doing CoQ10? Are you taking L-carnitine? Are you getting enough vitamin C, like maybe 1,000 milligrams, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day? Taurine, the amino acid, about a gram a day. Are you getting, what about pomegranate? I mean, you give me a history of at least a family history of cardiovascular disease. That's what I'm going to focus on for you. That's personalizing your approach. Although Protandim might just be a nice collection of underdosed, in my opinion, antioxidants, it might be an okay product. But for you specifically, you mentioned cardiovascular disease. So I think there's other products you might consider, at least pomegranate. And that's not one of the ingredients. So listen, it's Protandim. Forget the fact that it's multi-level marketing. It's a collection of 5 antioxidants. They're good antioxidants. You got liver support in there. You have anti-inflammatory support in there. You have oxidative support in there. I mean, so that's it's good. It has five good products. I personally think they're underdosed, and at least one of them is the wrong form. It's the wrong extract, BCM95 for curcumin, and that's not in there. So I think there's better. Nothing against Protandim. Sorry, I'll probably get some emails. It's okay. That's why we can agree to disagree. So, and again, let me reiterate for you, Brenda, that, you know, it's critical for you that, you know, you focus on the heart and, you know, at least get some pomegranate in there, the CoQ10, the carnitine. Those would be probably better for you outside of the basics, a multivitamin, omega-3 oils, probiotics. Okay. All right. So that's my opinion about Protandim. All right. Let's go on. This is a question that came to me from Beth McGraham. Hi, Dr. Mike. First, I wanted to say I love your show. Thank you. I've learned so much from listening. Awesome. I also try to work out in the morning because after a long day at work and getting things done around my house, I just feel so tired. Okay, so Beth works out in the morning because she doesn't have energy at the end of the day. That's the gist of that. But I should also mention, I have a really hard time falling asleep and staying asleep throughout the night. I don't feel like I get enough sleep by the time my alarm goes off at 5:30 a.m., assuming she's getting up earlier, right, to go work out. So I was wondering, is it better to get extra sleep or make myself get out of bed? Let's make sure, Beth, that I'm reading this correctly. You work out in the morning because you don't have energy in the afternoon, so you get up a little extra earlier to do that, but you don't feel like you're getting enough sleep. Well, it doesn't sound like this regimen is working well for you. And there's nothing wrong with playing around with your exercise regimen, your daily regimen to try to find what's going to work best. And I agree with you. I think you got to have sleep. As a matter of fact, if you don't sleep well and you're working out, your recovery is going to be diminished. You're not going to build the muscle like you could. You're not going to produce the growth hormone like you need to after exercise. So, I think I'm going to answer this by saying I want you to get more sleep. I mean, maybe you need to readjust the entire process here. How about let's focus on the sleep and shift the workout to the afternoon. Now, I know you tell me you're low in energy in the afternoon. I get that. Well, maybe I can make some suggestions there. Maybe in the afternoon for a snack, try a high-protein snack. No sugars, no caffeine. That's just going to crash you, right? Water in a high-protein / high, I don't want to say high-fat, but a moderate-fat snack like almonds. Perfect. Almonds is a great combination of protein and fat. It's about 150 calories per ounce per handful or so. That would be a good. That might give you some energy. You can also do a supplement. There's a supplement that combines fermented ginseng and cordyceps. And I don't have time to go into what cordyceps are, but that combination, you can find it at many companies make it. It's kind of the replacement of an afternoon coffee. The fermented ginseng and the cordyceps help your mitochondria to produce ATP. So you combine that with protein and fat, you might have enough energy to do your workout. Also remember too, even if you're feeling tired, if you start to work out, that will give you energy as well. So I think you should sleep. I think you should take that workout, move it to the afternoon, and get your sleep. Melatonin, lemon balm, valerian root, GABA, there's all sorts of choices there. Magnesium to help you sleep. Get your sleep. Try the protein and fat snack in the afternoon with the fermented ginseng and cordyceps product and work out in the afternoon. Give it a try. See how it works. Try it, but don't try it for 2 days and give up. Be consistent. Give it a good 2, 3, 4 weeks and see how you feel, Beth. I hope that helps. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.